Busy Bees, it's your host Brianna of the Bree Healthy Hive podcast. Welcome to our Hive community of strong, mindful, and wholesome mothers. As a registered nurse, blogger, and farm mama of three, I've spent 10 plus years educating others and myself about wellness. Here on the podcast, we talk about food, fitness, family, faith, and all the fun in between. Are you a mama who's pursuing energy, strength, and fulfillment in all dimensions of wellness? Then this podcast is for you. You'll leave listening feeling encouraged and uplifted. Subscribe to join the Hive community. Although I am a nurse, I am not your nurse. Content on this podcast is for educational purposes only and does not constitute medical advice. Listening creates no client-patient relationship. Contact your healthcare provider for personal health recommendations. Now, let's get into the buzz. This is Brianna from Bree Healthy. I wanted to start a car conversations series because the only time when I have quiet time is in the car. And so I thought it would be a good place for me to share some videos on what's on my mind, what is inspiring to me, and little tidbits of wellness that help me and my family. So, first topic that I wanted to go over was cultivating positivity in family. And so my first tip is starting the day with positive affirmations. I have been taking an emotional resilience class just via Zoom that is being put on by my church congregation. And I watched a video and this woman talked about how she says three positive things about herself, whether that be affirmations or compliments. She starts her morning off looking in the mirror and telling herself those things. And we have all learned how when we reframe ourselves in positive light, by saying positive things to ourselves, great things can happen. And so I am going to do that with my children every morning. Look in the mirror and say three positive things about myself or positive affirmations. And the second tip is reframing negative words that we say throughout the day to become positive. So if my child says, I can't do this, I can't do this reading book, or I can't ride my bike, we can reframe that and say, I can do this, or I will try to do this. And the words that we say to ourselves are true, self-fulfilling prophecies. And so that is one way that we cultivate positivity in our family. And the third tip is expressing gratitude to each member of our family throughout the day. So I try to model this, saying, you know, to my husband, thank you for working today. Thank you for watching the kids while I ran and grabbed some groceries. Or, you know, expressing to my oldest daughter, you know, thank you for looking out for your younger brothers and making sure they didn't put, you know, that piece of garbage in their mouth or something like that. And so expressing gratitude to my children and they having the opportunity to express gratitude to their siblings and parents. And the fourth and final tip is every night before bed, I ask my children what they are grateful for and what was their favorite thing about the day. And it has helped them focus on the good throughout that day and focus on, you know, what they can be grateful for, because there have been research showing how gratitude helps us be happier. And so that is a great way to put the that into your daily family routine. And some tips for moms on how to cultivate gratitude is something that I need to be better at is journaling. But I do use the Trello app. It is my external brain, and in one of my boards, it is titled Mindset, and one of the boards within that, or one of the pages, one of the lists in the board is gratitude, and I have listed things that are in my life that I am grateful for, and you know, an outside looking in viewpoint, because oftentimes we get so blinded to the big picture of our life through daily worries. And so when you look at your life from outside looking in, it looks really, really good. And so that has been one way to help me cultivate positivity and gratitude. And if I'm getting in a bad mindset, or I am comparing myself unneedfully, it's a good way to go through that list and gain perspective. So I hope you enjoyed this video, and I hope you can find more positivity in your life. And if you like this video, please like and subscribe for more videos. Thanks.